To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
Speaking of tombstones, quake.
Tombstones, doctor, swing and wake.
Happy haunts with the cherry lies.
And begin to both their eyes.
We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star. And this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone.
It's show time!
Kit Kats used to be my favorite candy.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite candy now?
I think Reese's.
That's a tough one, because I love Reese's, yeah. But I also really enjoy Almond Joys.
I love Almond Joys. And I hate that people shit on them so much.
I don't know why. They're very good.
The only thing that I would change about Almond Joys that would make them better is if it was dark chocolate instead of milk chocolate.
Okay.
Like a Mounds.
Yeah, I was going to say a Mounds.
But Mounds doesn't have the almond in it. You need to combine the two.
Yeah, I don't think I need the almond. Like, I like the
almond.
That's
true.
But
I do love Mounds, too.
I don't need it. So I will go for either one.
Me too.
Almond Joy or Mounds. I'm happy either way.
I agree. I do love those. And I definitely, like, if I start eating them, I just want to eat, like, 1,000 of them. It's a huge problem.
Yeah, no, I can't stop. That's the thing. When people, like, when you get the bags of candy for Halloween and they have the mix, I just pull out all the Almond Joys and they're gone.
Me too. Minutes. All the Almond Joys and the Reese's.
Yep.
And then I'll go to Kit Kats and Twix.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's like, I like a Snickers. Snickers aren't bad.
I like Snickers, too. And they are really good. I just never, like, I don't know. It's not, like, the first thing that comes to mind.
Yes.
It's my dad's favorite. So, I actually have talked about this before because I've thought about this before because I care about Halloween candy a lot.
I do too.
But my dad always really liked Snickers. And I remember as a kid, every time we'd go trick-or-treating, he'd want our Snickers. So, I would just always give him my Snickers. So, I feel like I just never ate them. So I never developed a liking for them because I never ate them. They were my dad's candy.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, yeah.
I feel like that might be part of it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that. Well, you're making me hungry now.
We have Halloween candy. We have like
really?
A lot. Yeah, John like just buys it sometimes.
What the frick? I didn't know that.
It sucks, let me tell you.
That he keeps buying it?
Okay. I hate having it in the house. No. I mean, he hasn't bought it in a long time, but like we almost always have candy in the house.
Does John love candy?
Yeah, but like we'll go like a long time without eating it, and then we'll have like moments where we eat a lot.
Oh yeah, no, I couldn't have that in the house.
I know.
I would go through that so fast. Even the shit that I don't like, I would eat.
There are days where, you know, it's the right time, the right the right feelings,
right time,
and I just
place.
I just dig in.
Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, so, welcome everyone.
Welcome to the Confessions of a Disney Goth
podcast.
Podcast.
We don't even know our own freaking name.
I don't know what our name is.
We always just say Disney Doll. Yeah, we never really introduce it.
I've been introducing it every one of me and Natalie's
crossover
episodes.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so strange.
I know.
So, how are you doing?
Doing okay.
Yeah, much better than last week.
Definitely.
I feel the same.
I mean, the state of the world hasn't gotten any better.
No, it's
but...
not any better. Some places it's even more idiotic, but we're not going to talk about that today.
Exactly.
We're going to be ignorantly blissful today.
Exactly, because you need to have days where you're just not worried about everything.
Exactly, because you know what? That doesn't do you any good.
No, it'll just go crazy.
Do you need help? No, it's good. Okay. So... we promised last week that this week we would talk about a much more quote-unquote lighthearted episode.
Some might not think that this is
lighthearted. I guess not. I mean, this you're coming to a Disney goth pod. Nothing is ever necessarily going to be fully lighthearted. It's always going to have a darker undertone.
We didn't apologize for our Disney deaths episode being dark because in our minds that wasn't a dark episode.
No, but also I think
put things into perspective.
We did do a content warning. We definitely did.
Did we?
I just listened to it the other day. today. Okay. Yes, because I listen to our podcast all
our
the
podcast
time.
Is great.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I listen when I'm driving. Like, I just need some voices in my head. Pop it on.
It always throws me off, though, when I'm listening to our podcast and then you text me. Oh. And then I'm talking to you because I feel like I'm talking to you listening to the podcast. But then now I'm talking to you, like, in a different time.
That is weird. That is very strange. And it is weird listening to my voice in the airwaves,
yeah,
because when I hear myself talk right now, mm-hmm, my voice sounds a lot deeper to me than it does when I listen back,
yeah,
to the recordings. I'm like, I have a really freaking annoying voice.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, so this week we're going a little bit more
fun,
back to the basics of spooky, interesting Disney.
Mm-hmm. And dark, twisted Disney.
Exactly. Well, technically, I guess it's really not dark and twisted. And it's not more so even... within, this topic is more so within us.
Yeah.
Issues with us.
That's true. And it's not even just about Disney. No. It can just be applied to Disney and Universal very heavily.
Yes.
Because of the sheer volume of animatronics that
they have. Exactly. So mm-hmm, if you definitely can't guess what we're talking about, because we're being pretty vague here.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to be talking about a little known thing called submechanophobia.
Mm-hmm.
So, going to give you a little example first before I give you the definition. I mean, I don't know if this is happening to you, listener, while I'm speaking directly to you, but I know
that shirt you're wearing.
Remember at the end of the Spice Girls movie during the credits where
they talk to you in the movie theater?
At one point, I was actually wearing something that they pointed out, and I always thought as a little kid that they were talking to me. Yes. So that's
Spice World is my favorite movie of all time.
I love
that. We should watch
movie.
It. I own it.
100%. I used to own it, but I don't have a VHS anymore.
I own it on iTunes. I bought it on iTunes semi-recently.
That's a good idea. I deleted iTunes.
I have an Apple TV, so it's perfect. Oh, okay. So it's on my Apple TV.
Yeah.
And I use iTunes Music too, so I use iTunes all the time. Also, I have to use it to upload our podcast.
That's true, so.
So it's very important to my life. But anyway,
yeah.
I own three movies on iTunes. I own A Muppet's Christmas Carol, The Christmas Story, and Spice World.
That is an interesting eclectic mix you've got there. Christmas.
No, I'm sorry. Not A Muppet's Christmas Carol. We bought that on Amazon. It's Miracle on 34th Street.
Still Christmas, though.
Yes.
You like buying Christmas movies.
I love Christmas movies, and they're hard to come by.
That's true.
Just in the world.
The good ones, at least.
And A Christmas Story I bought years back when my dad got rid of cable, because we always used to watch it
on
loop on Christmas,
yeah,
and we needed to still do that, so I just bought it.
That's awesome.
So that I would always have it.
I like that. It's a good idea. Yeah. I would have never thought to keep the tradition going.
Exactly. And Miracle on 34th Street is my favorite Christmas movie of all
time. Yes,
times,
I remember you saying that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but yeah, submechanophobia.
Not Spice Girls. Not Spice or Christmas movies.
So, I don't know if you've ever felt this, listener. I sure have, though. This deep feeling of unsettled, I guess, fear in a way.
Nervousness,
I get
uneasiness.
A tingle. You're going to laugh at me, but I get this tingle in down my butt. My back to my butt.
Honestly, for me, it's not even an unsettling feeling. It's a really excited feeling.
Okay, so.
For me, it's not a phobia at all. I'm more really just
excited.
For the most part, and we'll go into it.
Well, I start
when
I
talk
think
about my thing.
I start to put myself in the situation. So basically, let me go real quick to give you the definition before I keep going. Submechanophobia is a fear of submerged mechanics, machines,
basically man-made,
yes,
really.
Man-made, so mm-hmm, submerged underwater.
Yeah.
Generally underwater, I guess.
Human-made. It says submerged or semi-submerged.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, the reason that I get tingles, I don't necessarily they're not scared I'm gonna die tingles, but I put myself in the shoes of if I was in the water,
mm-hmm,
with those mechanics or mm-hmm, mechanics animatronics.
Yes.
Oh, I got
me
chills
too,
up my butt right
and
now.
That's why me too, and that's why sometimes it scares me and sometimes it's exciting.
Okay, so
for me.
Picture this. Okay. circa 2011 before it shut down, mm-hmm. you're on the Jaws ride at mm-hmm. Universal Studios. Because this is where it started for me. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I know for a fact, it's specifically the Jaws ride at yeah. Universal Studios. That big open body of water. Mm-hmm. Just picture yourself swimming around in that water and lurking underneath that water somewhere are multiples animatronics of these sharks
yeah.
that come out of the water. Yeah. Like, oh, I literally have chills. I literally have chills. Oh, I get these weird chills that go down my back into my butt. And then it makes me clench my butt. And I can feel it. Like, being in that boathouse scene where he comes along the side, can you imagine being in that water?
So for me, it's not even about being in the water. For me, with Jaws especially, it's the fact that you're above the water,
uh-huh.
and it's below the water.
And you don't see it.
And then it comes out from under the water
yes.
and attacks you.
Yes.
And the boathouse scene, I specifically wrote down, freaks me out the most because I'm also claustrophobic and scared of the dark.
Uh-huh.
So
this is not a good...
when you're in that boathouse,
yes.
and I have, like, I get flashbacks from this from when I was a little kid when I went on it because I was so scared of this ride.
Uh-huh.
But now when I think about it, it's, like, kind of an excitable
fear.
Oh,
yeah.
But, yeah, being in that boathouse, being in, like, a dark, confined space and then having a mechanical shark come out of underneath the water where you can't see it.
It's like, exactly.
It's under the depths of the water.
Yes.
And then it comes out at you when you're stuck on this boat, in this boathouse. Like,
yeah, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. Doesn't that make you yeah. literally just clench?
And more on Jaws, though, specifically... So I watched a ride-through of it today just
to... Oh, I love that. I did that the yeah. other day.
So the version of the shark that pops out at the end after it gets electrocuted...
Fried, yes.
Oh, uh-huh. my God.
Can you imagine being underwater, like scuba diving in there?
And
like,
that thing's just see, there.
Or having to go fix it. Could you imagine, like, it's broken and you're the person that has to go in there and fix it? Even with the water gone.
I know.
Like, I just can't.
I know. That exact thing. I watched one of the Fast Pass Facts videos on YouTube.
Yes.
I watched one of them about, like, it was just, like, submechanophobia animatronics. So they talked about animatronics from, like,
all over the world. Yeah.
And they talked about this one. I should have wrote notes down about it. I don't remember where it was. It was in Scotland somewhere.
The water one?
Yeah, and they showed the people had to bring it down and, like, uh-huh. get it to move underwater. Like,
yeah.
the thought
It
of,
was an alligator, right? Or was
no,
it, like...
No, no, no. It was, like, a... It was, like, a...
Oh, dinosaur, Nessie. Like, it was like Nessie. Loch Ness Nessie. Monster. I don't know why yeah. I wanted it. I said alligator. Because mm-hmm. there was an alligator one.
There
but
was an alligator one, too.
They're the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah. Yes.
That one, yes. just the idea of being the people that bring that thing into the water and get it to move.
100%. Like, and that's the thing. Like, I didn't know that. The reason why we're talking about this was because I stumbled across a Fast Pass Facts video on mm-hmm. YouTube that was talking about submechanophobia. And I was like, what the hell is submechanophobia? And I love Fast Pass Facts. Mm-hmm. So I watched it. And I had no idea that this was a thing yeah. that I, like, they put a word and a name before. To a thing that I felt before. So I was, like, immediately texting Jack and I was like, we need to dive into this.
I know.
Because there's absolutely no way out there that people don't feel this because there's a whole subreddit for mm-hmm. it.
I realized today that I don't know how to read Reddit.
Really?
I tried to look at this one specifically, and it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, I have kind of understood it a little bit more because, like, Greg would show me things, so I kind of, it's like...
I've avoided it for a long time because there's a lot of sick, toxic shit on there.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever use, like, Tumblr or anything like
no.
that? I think I get it because it's kind of like Tumblr mm-hmm. with, like, reblogging and, like, comment, like... streams.
I never used Tumblr. I never used Twitter. I've only ever used Instagram and Facebook and MySpace and Vampire Freaks,
okay.
which are all a very similar kind
yes,
of
yes, yes.
format to each other.
I'm trying to get the submechanophobia.
And I briefly had a TikTok, but I deleted it because I don't want those Chinese
yeah.
data miners.
I was kind of nervous about that too. I was like, oh God.
I don't really know how I feel about that, but I didn't really care for TikTok anyway, so I just deleted it.
Okay.
Bye.
So, yeah, so that submechanophobia, that the definition That's why what it is. That's why we're talking about it, because we both have a very strong feeling towards this. So we thought it would just be fun to kind of go back and forth about specific examples that give us that feeling. Of course, for both of us, it seems like Jaws is pretty much number one on the list.
Jaws was definitely the first time I ever experienced it, because I went as a kindergartner, you know, and that was one of the very few rides that I even remember from that trip. And it terrified me, and the shark was a big part of why it terrified me. The fire was probably the thing that scared me the most.
Yeah,
because I'm like, coming across the water. The shark, I get, is fake, but that's real fire.
Yeah, no, I agree. That ride was just incredible all around.
It really was incredible.
I'm so sad. I mean, like, of course,
we could go to Japan.
I know, and I mean, they do have it at Universal on the backlot tour. Yes, in Hollywood. Sorry.
Yeah,
but that ride, man. I mean, I'm sad that it's gone. But I love what replaced it, exactly. So I can't be mad.
But rewatching the ride through, I was like,
I do that quite often. I really do. And when you have a really good skipper that gets real into it with the gun and stuff, it's a really good experience.
Oh, man.
I love that ride.
Don't you think that they should just put it on the lake that's in Universal? There's nothing that really goes on there. Like, they could even put it, the entrance to it right next to where, like, Shea Alcatraz is, and, like, where the shark is hanging from now and everything. Like, they could just make, like, another fake little Amity over there.
I guess they could do that, but they do a lot of, like, water.
But that's stupid. Wouldn't you rather have Jaws?
I mean, of course I would. But I don't know. There's got to be some sort of stupid logistics. Because I guess it's not necessarily big enough to put the whole town and everything back
in
there.
Well, they don't have to. They just need a ride. They don't need a full Amity.
Yeah, but I love Amityville.
I know,
like,
well,
cool. That's another thing that would make me, like, twitch, was when we would go past the sinking boat.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That makes me,
so,
like,
sinking boats. This is a note that I made. Sinking boats scare me more than a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's, like, trauma from Titanic, but, like, in the Fast Pass Facts Disney submechanophobia video, when they're talking about Castaway Key.
Yes.
But before they start to talk about, like, the snorkeling lagoon or whatever, when they show the
submerged submarine.
When they show the like capsized cruise ship.
Oh, yes.
That scares me way more than the submerged submarine.
There's an eeriness about it.
Something about, like, people were on, you know what I mean? Like, the sunken submarine, I know that was a ride vehicle, so I know that it wasn't real. So, like,
there's no history of real people. Like,
there's no, like,
perishing.
Sad reason why that's down there. Like, they put that down there, and I know that.
Yes.
So there's something about, like, the just, like, organic, like, boat actually, like, sunk into the water on its own accord.
Yes, 100%.
Like, and it makes me think of, like, the beginning of Titanic, when they go under the water and
they
they're
see,
like,
all
looking
the ruins.
The,
yes.
And that always, like,
there's a history that took place there.
Watching that as a kid always, like, sparked that, like, sinking, like, terror, but also, like,
excitement,
curiosity.
Yes, you're interested in what they're gonna find.
Exactly,
in,
like,
there.
Everything that they pulled out of that water, everything that they filmed going over, like, I wanted to know whose that was, what the story was behind that, you know, like, there's just,
it's an interesting curiosity,
Like, if they found ruins on land, I wouldn't care as much about it, I don't think.
I don't either.
Like,
it's just this mysteriousness of when something goes
underwater. Because that's, like, the unknown. That's, like, the uncharted world that we don't know anything about, you know? That, like, there's stories about, like, worlds existing under there, like Atlantis and mermaids and, like, sea serpents and, you know, like, there's, like,
the
all of this lore about it that, because we haven't, I mean, we have explored it, but, like, we haven't.
No, we have not. I wish.
And there's depths that we haven't been able to explore
exactly.
because
and
they're,
like,
too
what
deep
is
for
there.
Humans to go, exactly, like.
But it also, like, I don't necessarily feel this way when I'm in an open body of water outside of a theme park, when I'm like floating around in open water with my feetsies out.
So,
but if I think about it too much, then I start to kind of freak myself out.
I do get freaked out, which is why I hadn't swam in the ocean until this year. Many years.
Yes.
And I actually, I screenshotted because I wanted to read to you, but for some reason, okay, here it is. So the wiki, phobia wiki, this is how they describe submechanophobia, and they tie it to another phobia, and it makes so much sense to me and why like certain things freak me out and other things don't. And I think the reason why is this other phobia.
Okay,
so it says submechanophobia is the fear of submerged man-made objects. People with submechanophobia are often afraid of large propellers, buoys, sunken ships, or underwater animatronics. It is similar to the thalassophobia. I don't know how to say that. T-H-A-L-L-A-S-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Yeah, thalassophobia.
Fear of the ocean. People may think they can be sunk into the man-made object, or any dangerous creatures or dead bodies could pop up in front of them. And I totally feel that in the ocean. And maybe not like dead human bodies, but like
fish.
Exactly. Yes. Like any creature that might live in there could come up, at, especially in the Jersey Shore, because you can't see an inch through.
Exactly.
So like, who the fuck knows what's down there?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I definitely see how they tie together, because like, who knows what's down there? It could be a man-made object. It could be a living thing. It could be, you know what I mean? Like, that fear of the unknown. That fear of like you can't see what's
coming and when it's coming,
and
either.
I think that's why the Jaws animatronic scares me more than a lot of these other ones, is because you can't see it when it's underwater, and then it comes up out of the water and attacks you. You know,
that's 100% number one for me, like without a doubt. I could just. Oh, it gives me chills.
I know, me too.
So another one that freaks me the fuck out, that I saw in one of the Fast Pass Facts videos that I've never experienced personally, is a animatronic in Australia. It's at a theme park called Big Banana Park, which, fun fact, my grandma owned a supermarket called the Big Banana.
Really?
And I want to know which one came first. I'm pretty sure my grandma's came first.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she owned a supermarket when I, like, before I was born. My mom worked there when, like, she was in high school. And then when I was born, a couple years, maybe a couple months or so after, she sold it. But I was in an ad for the she put me in, like, the flowers.
Where was it?
This is in Westfield.
That's so
cool. Yeah, right by Bagel Chateau. It was, like, in that strip.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, so it is a giant animatronic that comes out from underneath the water that looks like a giant, what's that gizmo? It's like a horror movie. They're like little cute creatures.
Gremlin.
It looks like a giant gremlin, but the scary gremlin when they're like, when they get water on them. Uh-huh. It is called...
When they get fed after midnight.
Yes.
When they get water on them, they multiply.
Oh, that was it. Okay. As you can see, I really don't remember that movie very much. It is called a Bunyip. B-U-N-Y-I-P. The Billabong Bunyip. Dude, I'm serious.
Sounds like some kind of surfer shorts.
You need to, like, see this shit because... Hold on. Let me see if I can get a video of it coming out of the water. Oh, here. It brings me right to Reddit. No, it's not, this is not a video.
So it looks kind of like a dragon.
It does kind of look like a dragon, but it is submerged completely in this murky, dark lake water. Ew. If you're listening, listener, look it up.
Billabong, like the surf company, and then B-U-N-Y-I-P.
And it's at Big Banana Park in Australia. We'll post pictures too, but it is... It comes out of the water at you because you're on a little boat ride through the water, and it is a giant, like, open body of water. It's similar to the Jaws ride kind of open body of water there, a little man-made lake kind of thing, and it comes full out of the water, and then it's back down in, and you can't see it. That is the part that kills me the most.
Yeah.
And you cannot see it. Like, there are ones that give me, like, chills, but that are partially submerged. You can see part of it, but these are the ones that really, keep me up at night.
So, like, So for me, most of them don't bother me. Like, I'm trying to think through all of the ones that I come in contact with the most, and I was coming up with, like, you know, like Jungle Cruise and like Jurassic Park, and none of those bother me at all.
See, I get a little bothered by Jungle Cruise ones, and I had those on my list, as well as Jurassic Park, which I also had on my list.
They, like, the ones in Jurassic Park, I just feel like so excited when I see them, because they're like cute dinosaurs, and I love dinosaurs. Well, when they come,
yes, but like, yeah, because they're not threatening. And they threatening. Don't scare me. They're not supposed, those are, that's the part of, that's, it gives me like tingles. It doesn't scare me, but it's like, ooh, what is under that water underneath you kind of thing. Yeah. It's what's underneath it. That's the thing. Because like this little animatronic head is coming out of the water, but there's no body underneath there. It's like,
that's the
mechanics.
Body. See, like, I don't think that I have submechanophobia because the actual mechanics being underwater don't bother me. It's like all of the surrounding things that have to be creepy to me for it to bother me.
Okay. So, yeah, like I like, there's a differentiating between the two for me where it's like, I know I have it, but some gives me those, like, creepy chills, and then the other one's like, ooh, but not like I'm, like, freaked out by it. I'm just kind of like, ooh, I don't want to be in the water with those things. Like, I just, it's me being in the water. I put myself in there with anything in the water, mm-hmm. any type of mechanical thing, it,
yeah. If I think about touching it, that's yeah, when I get
yeah,
like
yeah.
skeeved out.
Like, both are like seizing when we talk but about like, it.
From the actual experience you get on the ride itself, most of them, it doesn't faze me at
no,
all.
No, not for that. Yeah, definitely
but,
not.
But yeah, if I start to think about like swimming around or touching it or anything like that, I definitely get freaked out for sure.
Exactly. That's the part. And I think that's what automatically what my mind goes to when it's in those situations. It just water me in it. Mm-hmm. And that's where I start to be like, like, and I'm fine in water. I like, yeah. I'm totally fine in water with like fish and stuff. Like, I don't really care if it'll swim by me if I can see it.
If
but
I can
if
see
I
it.
Can't see it exactly. and it touches me and I don't know what it is, then we got problems.
So this is my point actually about Castaway Key and why I don't think that those submerged objects are scary, but I think that they're super cool and I would love to go swimming there. Mm-hmm. So for people who don't know, and they talk about this in one of the Fast Pass Facts videos, it was, and it's their number one, but for me, like, I think it's, I don't think it's scary at all. I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. They have submerged, they have just like some random things like a propeller and like
yeah,
stuff
I was
like
there.
That.
Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah, once.
And you swam and you saw them?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Yeah. I want to hear about it. But
yeah, I mean, it wasn't like I remember a lot, but I do remember like this, mm-hmm. the Mickey or the mini statue. Like
yeah,
that
they have
kind
a mini
stuff.
Statue, a Mickey statue. They have a Nautilus.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see the Nautilus. I was there
it
years
seems like
ago.
It was like far out,
yeah.
too. So like, you'd have to swim far
I was
to
with,
get
like the little
it.
Kiddie club at that mm-hmm. point, so we only went
right.
to a certain spot.
And then they have a sunken boat too and like a couple other things.
They also, I don't know if they still have it. But it's not underwater, but they also have, like, one of, like, the ghost ships from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's really
yeah, so it's,
cool.
like, a dilapidated old ghost pirate ship in the
yeah.
water. Just,
so
like,
it's
chilling there.
They call it the Snorkeling Lagoon, mm-hmm. so you can go snorkeling there and, like, go find the objects, and most of them are attached to, like, a buoy, so you can,
you know
where to go.
Is, yeah.
Exactly. So, to me, that just sounds like the coolest thing ever. I want to go and I want to see those
investigate
things.
It, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But if it was in, like, swamp water,
yes.
it would be a totally different experience.
Perfect
for
example.
Me.
Perfect example. There is, I'm forgive me because it's slipping my mind where it isn't right now. I think it's like Michigan. I'll find out. Mm-hmm. But there is a submerged statue in deep, murky lake water of Jason Voorhees.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
With like, it's a Jason Voorhees statue, and it looks like it's him, like, not like a stone kind of uh-huh. thing. It looked like it could be him submerged underwater, and you could go like
that's
diving and
so
find it.
Cool,
but like that shit. Could yeah. you imagine just randomly
coming across
like,
that?
Because when you're in murky water uh-huh. and you're far away from something, you don't see it until you're pretty close to it. I literally have chills up my butt right now.
Especially like you're swimming
and
you
and
see
then you
something,
become,
but you don't know what it is.
You're face to face with
you're like,
fucking Jason Voorhees, dude. What? Or like
oh
you
God.
Know, like the foot hits you and like you go down and look at
yeah.
that. I literally would vomit.
Oh
I literally
God.
Would vomit. I have to, I think my phone's gonna die. Let me show you a picture though. I have to find it because, dude, it is so, hold on. Submerged, people are probably Googling it with me. Jason Voorhees, Voorhees statue.
Yeah, I think, like, the item that it is makes a difference for me, too, because, like, seeing cute little Mickey under the water, like, that didn't scare me at all. It's like, oh, that's cute. Oh, my God, that's so scary. Dude. I was picturing it more like a stone statue. Like, guys, this looks like it's actually Jason Voorhees. No, that's what I'm saying.
It's not a fucking stone. I literally want to throw up looking at it.
It's not, like, a likeness. It's, like, it's him.
It's
holy
colored.
Fuck.
It is colored. He's in a suit, like,
And it looks like he's chained down, like,
yeah,
oh my
he's
god.
He's chained down there.
It's that looks like a real man.
Hold on. He's at the bottom of a lake in, hold on.
It's oh my god.
In Minnesota. Crosby, Minnesota. So if we have any listeners in Minnesota near that area, go take a look.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No. I'm getting those tingles down my butt right now.
Right? Yeah. You know, you clench your butt cheeks and you're like, oh god.
No.
It's like, could you imagine swimming, and then that.
Especially if you didn't know it was there.
Exactly.
Like.
I mean, I feel like there's no way you couldn't know that it was there
totally.
If you're going there. But for the off chance that someone's just. Could you, and I wonder how far down it is. Like, I wonder if you could just swim along and kind of graze it with your foot and be like, what was that? And look. But even still, I know, because this goes back to the fear of a child. I think this is also where submechanophobia kind of comes in, or maybe, I don't know. But the fear as a child when you're swimming in a pool at night and then you think that a shark's going to come and get you. You've never had that fear?
No.
Are you
you're
kidding
in a pool,
me?
There's no shark.
But
in
that
the
doesn't
pool.
Matter. It doesn't matter. It's when it's dark in the water and you can't see anything, there's a shark that's going to come out of that water. And it doesn't matter if it's in a pool or not.
I've never been scared of sharks in pools, but I am scared of bugs in pools, especially at night when you can't see. And
that's
I remember
true.
A specific instance where that happened to me, where I was swimming at night and then all of a sudden I had beetles in my hair.
Oh no.
Beetles in my hair.
How many?
Like multiple, like five. Yeah.
Oh god.
I know. I want to like shave my head just thinking about it.
It literally makes me want to rip all my hair off.
I know. So I feel like that's kind of similar, though. Like, there's just the fear of, like, things in the pool with you that you don't know.
It is
if
the fear of the
not.
Unknown. I think the submechanophobia, yes, it is like that fear of man-made specific, but I'll take it one step further where it's just this fear of the unknown. In instances, because like I said, it doesn't really affect me in certain instances. Like I could fall into a lake or go kayaking and jump off my kayak and swim. And if I don't really think hard about it.
But if something touches you.
If something touches me.
And you don't know what it is.
I generally know that it's going to be either a fish or seaweed. But I could get myself into that mindset if I wanted to and freak myself out.
See.
But overall, it doesn't go there immediately.
This is why, and that's how I feel about submechanophobia. My mind doesn't necessarily go there right away.
So I wonder if there's different subsets of
it. If something's touching me in the water, my mind immediately goes to, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It's like something.
It's so weird how it's like, I feel like my brain kind of picks and chooses.
Yeah.
Because when I put myself in the water in an open space at a theme park, and I know, I think it's because I know there's something in the water. There's an animatronic there that's replicating something scary.
Yeah.
But if I'm in open water that I know is nature and there's generally fish in there, my brain doesn't think about a Jason Voorhees statue that my foot just grazed against.
So maybe that's why, like, some of the animatronics scare me and some of them don't. Like, if they're not supposed to be scary, then my mind doesn't necessarily go to its creepy mechanic under the water.
Yeah.
It only freaks me out if it's, like, actually a scary thing like Jaws.
Yeah, and I think for me, like, with the ones that aren't even scary, like the dinosaurs, the nice dinosaurs in Jurassic Park that come out and spit water, I think it's more of just, like, imagine you being in the water on the spot that it comes out, and then all of a sudden you're standing there and something starts coming up underneath you and it starts lifting you up and you're like, what the fuck is this? That's how I feel. Or like when you're in the Jungle Cruise and the hippos start to open their mouths, and then you're all of a sudden in the mouth of this animatronic hippo, and then it goes back down and it takes you down into the water with you. Like,
See, now for me, like, when you say that, yes, that freaks me out, but, like, I don't automatically think
that's
that.
That's the first thing my mind goes to when I'm looking at these things. I'm not like, oh, it's an animatronic hippo. I'm like, I'm in that water. In my mind, I'm in the water.
So I feel like for me, it's not even some mechanophobia at all because, like, so I gave you my reasoning for Jaws and why that freaked
yes,
me out.
Yes, that, and now, that could freak out anyone, not even just some mechanophobia.
And I think the reason why it freaks me out is because when it's under the water, you can't see it, and then it comes out at you.
Exactly.
So I don't think it's that,
and
it's underwater necessarily.
And it's a threatening thing coming out.
Exactly.
At you.
So now the other two that really bother me from like watching these videos are the two like the submarine voyage and the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea ride, specifically 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and it's not even like that the. It's not even that I'm scared of the mechanics. Like, when you're watching the video and you're, like, seeing them pop out at you on the ride, I'm not scared of them there. I'm scared of the ride itself because you're underwater, and then at some point it forces you down further underwater, and I'm terrified of being in a confined space underwater.
Okay.
So I'm not scared of the mechanics at all in that at that point. But the thing that scares me about the animatronics in these rides is that, especially in the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea ride, so this is the one that was in Disney World, because it closed abruptly. They both closed abruptly, first of all, and then just were abandoned.
That is why it gets
10
me.
Years it was abandoned, and all of the animatronics just sat under the water.
Yes.
For 10. So I just start to think about watching them decay under the water.
Yes.
And just thinking about.
There are pictures of the sea serpent thing.
I know. And like when they finally drained it and took it out, everything was so in disarray. Like they couldn't salvage it at all.
Yeah.
Because it sat there for 10 years. So just imagine like going to the theme park
yeah.
while it was just like you walk by it. You don't even know that right next
right
to you
there.
Is a sea serpent abandoned under the water decaying.
Yes.
Like that freaks me out.
It's that unknown thing.
Like
yeah.
for me, like going on the ride and seeing it in the window doesn't scare me.
I think it's a little
I'm scared
weird.
Of being on the ride.
I would be more scared if I was out in that water. It's me in the water.
And I think
like
even,
I think it's even because it's closed in, you're in an enclosed space. I don't even think about like, oh, that's scary. I just all of a sudden I'm like, thinking of the person, I'm thinking of me as the person who has to go into that water to repair those animatronics.
Yeah, and like,
and there's multiples around you now at that point.
And like for me, like when the ride is functioning, they're supposed to be there. They're doing what they're supposed to do, so I'm not scared of them.
No.
But now that the ride is closed,
yeah.
they're not. There's no purpose for them anymore.
You're the person that has to go in and retrieve all the decaying ones, and they're all decaying around you.
Yeah, no. And I don't even necessarily even, like, that definitely is freaky, but I don't even need to go that far.
Just
thinking
about that.
Being in the park right next to where they are just sitting there underwater. Like, just that alone.
Because you know, you would never know.
Because they're just there. They're
under
just
the,
there, abandoned, forgotten.
Underwater.
Like,
yeah. Isn't that freaky?
And why? Why did they just let it sit for that long? And, like, also, because I'm scared of that confined being underwater thing and then knowing that they had to close it down abruptly, like, that's so scary to me. Like, what happened?
I know.
You know?
I know.
Like, why?
It's freaky. Do you ever remember when Bowcraft was around and they had the little... We actually have a video of us on there. I made a Vine years and years ago. Me and you went to Bowcraft and we're riding on the little carts where, like... You know, it's like the little, like...
When did we go to Bowcraft?
Years ago. Like, when Greg and I first started dating. So, it's 2013.
Why do I not remember this?
So, it's a video of us on the little cart that you can drive around where they have the statues of, like... That water in the center used to be filled.
Yeah.
And there used to be little statues
in that
water.
I know, I remember
that.
I remember being freaked out by those as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, because now seeing it without water in there, and they, I think they still have, like, flamingos stuck in the water,
probably.
Or in the grass there, because it started to grow grass. Uh-huh. But that freaks me out.
That freaks me out even more than most of this Disney stuff, because Bowcraft on its own, like, had just kind of been left to rot even while it was open.
Yes.
So everything just looked old and, like, scary.
Yes.
You know?
And that's another thing that I was just about to say. I do enjoy abandoned theme parks.
Me too.
Too, in
A
general.
Lot.
They don't even need to be underwater to give me that creepy feel.
Me too.
Like, I've watched videos of people doing a walkthrough at a... I think it was, I forget, it was a Japanese theme park. It wasn't like Nara Dreamland or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But they specifically walked through the haunted house.
Yeah.
Dude. An abandoned theme park. And an abandoned haunted house in that theme park.
Yeah.
With like decaying animatronics, not even underwater.
Anything that's
doesn't
abandoned.
Doesn't that make you want to rip your skin off and just run away?
Anything that's abandoned gives me that feeling.
It makes my soul leave my body.
It goes above and beyond when it was something that was supposed to be jovial and now it's abandoned.
100%.
Like, abandoned malls give me the same feeling.
Yes.
Like, it used to be this place that you went to for joy, mm-hmm. and then for some reason, just no longer it was. And it was just left there to just, like,
do you know what also gives me that kind of feeling? I don't know if you've ever knew this or noticed this. However, on the Winnie the Pooh ride in Disneyland, that is where the Country Bear Jamboree used to be. Mm-hmm. And if you turn around at the right moment, you can see the heads.
Yeah, I know.
And I did. And that is fucking freaky.
Yeah.
Because it's like these little heads on plaques
right.
that don't fit in with Winnie the Pooh. It's clearly blatantly like the heads from the Country Bear.
And now they're on display. You know?
And it doesn't even fit in with the new ride. And they're just, it's like an old remnant just there hanging behind you. And if you didn't turn around to see it, you would have never known. And it's sitting there watching you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So, have you ever been to King's Theater in Brooklyn?
No, I don't think so.
So, King's Theater in Brooklyn is this, like, beautiful, like, I don't remember when it was built. I looked up the whole history of it, but this beautiful old theater, and there's, like, these ornate carvings all over. I'll show you pictures.
Yeah.
It's, like, insanely gorgeous, and now it's been restored very recently and is now used for concerts and shows. Like, I've seen My Favorite Murder there.
Yeah, that's why its name sounded familiar.
And that's where the She and Him Christmas party was this year, and so I've been there a couple times now. And it's just so beautiful, and so I was naturally just, I wanted to look it up and like, learn the history of it. And it was, they built it, I wish I knew the history, I don't remember what year they built it, but it's been there for like a century. It's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
And they originally built it when like Brooklyn was like a booming city and whatever. It's in like a part of Brooklyn that's like not like a nice area.
Uh-huh.
And so it used to be this like beacon of wealth and like this beautiful, and then it was abandoned for decades. Huh. And there's so many pictures of it just in complete disarray with like all the like fabrics torn up and dust everywhere.
Yeah.
And so like being in it after it was renovated, knowing that very recently it looked like that.
Yeah.
Gives me like these creepy chills in that same kind of vein, you
know exactly
just like knowing
mean.
That like
this
was abandoned very recently and now we're in it like painted nice as if that never happened.
Yeah, it's like erasing it.
I kind of feel that way about Asbury Park a lot too, like the old casino.
Yes,
like,
yes, the old casino. The things that events and, like, that happen there
hall.
And the people that walk through there, not like recently, like 10 years, like years and years ago
I
when
always
it was a
picture
thing.
Picture it like. Especially when I'm there, a picture like
they
people
have a lot
in their
of pictures
fanciful
too.
Like
yeah.
outfits,
like in the
and,
20s
like,
and stuff. Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Just like thinking about that in places like that,
and like little gangsters and stuff. Yeah, the Italian.
Especially Asbury Park, I feel like that's a perfect example because that's very similar to what I'm saying about King's Theater, where like when it was new, it was this booming like
and the
place
thing with
of
Asbury too. They never really renovated it again. It's still kind of dilapidated,
they
but in a historical,
like,
cool
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely like.
And cool. I feel like it's that just that same vibe that this stuff gives me too.
Yes.
Because, like I said, for me, it's not necessarily the man-made objects being underwater
mm-hmm.
thing that bothers me about it.
Yeah.
But that definitely like. Crosses with all of these other weird things that give me these feelings.
You know what also gives me a feeling? And it's not even something coming out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like I said, put myself in the water. When you're on Pirates of the Caribbean in the scene where they're shooting the cannonballs, quote unquote, to the mm-hmm. water and the cannons kind of come, like, imagine being in that water under, like, the cannon underwater. You don't see the thing that, because nothing is getting shot into the water. It's coming from underneath.
Right.
But imagine the mechanics underneath that water and just shooting, and you're right above it.
Yeah.
It just bothers me. It really bothers me.
No, I totally get it.
It's anything underwater that I can't see that I am near that's not a natural thing that should be in there.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And I guess that is... So that is, I literally just kind of rephrased that.
But for me, it's not even that it's like not a natural thing for it to be in there. It's just that it's there and I can't see it.
Yeah.
Because if it's a real living animal, that scares me as much.
That thing, it doesn't scare me as much as like this mechanics going on under this dark depth that shouldn't be there.
I feel like for me, that's only if it actually shouldn't be there. When it's on a ride, it's there on purpose.
Yeah.
So I'm not scared of it.
The Castaway Cay thing doesn't really bother me with like the statues. No, like they're so jovial and they're not so dark and deep, and you can see them without even having.
And they were clearly put there purposely and marked.
But if I saw like if I came across like ruins in the middle of a lake of a boat underwater,
totally different
story.
Especially if it's a boat, because then you get the idea that there was people on it at some point. Exactly.
It's not this cute little statue that was made of Mickey, you know?
Like, that Mickey statue is so cute, and it's, like, colorful, and, like, it's not scary. Maybe if it was, like, a stone statue of Mickey, and there was, like, algae all growing on it, and it was, like, and had, like...
Well, it starts to kind of grow a little bit, but not...
Like, it still looks, like, happy, and you know what I mean? Like, if it looked, like,
scary...
If
it was, like, Mickey's head half chopped off,
exactly. Like,
that kind of would be a little creepy.
But still, only if it was there, and it wasn't supposed to be there. Like, if we went swimming at, like... What's the Round Valley?
Yes.
And all of a sudden there was a broken, decaying Mickey statue in Round Valley.
Yeah, you're like, why that the would be frick scary is that
because
there?
Why the fuck is that there? Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
But you went on a Disney cruise and you went snorkeling on purpose to find these things.
Yes.
That's not scary.
Exactly. No, it's not scary to me.
Yeah.
And then, like, I also, going back to just, like, dilapidated places, like theme parks, I get the kind of chills when I go to places where it was like a once booming place and now it's ruined, like Jungle Habitat, where they have the leftover cages of the animals and like the seal pit where they would like swim around and it's empty and stuff. That is like,
The abandoned element definitely adds
to the
an extra fear for me, and that's why those two.
I will say that I have textbook submechanophobia when it comes to the fear of something unknown, underwater, man-made, put there, that's not, I'll add to it my own version, that's not, that's threatening. It's threatening. Because happy things, it still creeps me out, but it's not as bad. Although, like I said, the Jurassic Park ride and Jungle Cruise still give me the heebies, but not as much as if it was like Jaws or that Bunyip, you know?
So I agree, except I'm just remembering now, and I did make
a note. Oh, I also have another one. Sorry, go on. I just remembered this.
I did make a note of one that scared the crap out of me that's not supposed to be scary at all in, I think it was the submarine voyage ride, the mermaid.
Oh, no, that's freaky.
It's like a giant Barbie.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Of course, that's freaky.
I'm way more scared of that than, like, the squid or whatever. Like, yeah.
Yeah, the squid doesn't bother me.
No.
It really doesn't.
That fake human.
But if I saw the other side, with the mechanics of it, that would bother me. You know what bothers me? At the Renaissance Fair in that little...
Oh, yeah.
That Loch Ness Monster looking thing.
I kept thinking about that. The sea serpent at the Renaissance Fair.
Dude, I can't look at it. I will not take out those little boats and the little paddle boats that you could take and paddle near it.
No
because
way.
What if it just bops me in the head? Like...
Bops me in the head.
Comes along. I'm going to marry your mom, Amanda.
Oh, yeah. We gotta post a picture
of this. Yeah, we do. I love that. I can't wait to tie-dye my shirt. We ordered shirts in honor of the closing
from
of Splash Mountain.
From 100 Acre Hood.
Yeah, 100
shout
Acre
out.
Hood. Yes, shout out to 100 Acre Hood. So we both, she got hers. I'm wearing the other shirt I got. I got a Grim Grinner Social Club shirt. But we both ordered the I'm Going to Marry Your Dad, Ryan, Splash Mountain shirt.
In like Splash Mountain form.
Yes, and she's got the in navy. I'm waiting for mine in white so I can tie-dye it really cool. But it's our like last hurrah for Splash Mountain. So.
I have to say, this is a fantastic t-shirt. It's like
it's
a men's
really
cut.
It's really soft, too.
It's really soft, and it's like a men's cut. I got it in a large, but it's like super long. Like, it goes down below my butt and like has like these
nice
long
sleeves. Yeah.
But it's not like baggy. It's like perfect.
It is. It's really great. Mm-hmm. So, shout out 100 Acre Hood for making some good ass stuff.
Hell yeah.
That design, like, that's perfect.
It's perfect.
If they can make a Sunny Eclipse shirt, Count me in.
Yo, make a Sunny Eclipse shirt.
I saw a few Sunny Eclipse shirts on, like, Etsy. But, yeah. like, I love, like, Glad Racket, Foolish Mortal Supply, and, like, 100 Acre Hood. They're really cool.
I want to buy from a company that, like...
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Etsy sellers are great, too. But, like, I don't know. These are specific branded, you know,
these are brands that, like, get our, like... style,
humor,
and like
style.
Make things that are like a, for us. Yeah. It feels like
there's
you know
like
what I mean.
A, like a creepy aspect to a lot of them, so I like it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was
this
just
is
a
creepy because
it's an animatronic coming alive coming to talk alive. To you, and that's how I think of that like Loch Ness monster thing in the water at the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah,
it's gonna come alive and like bot me
it
and
might.
Like start slithering around. But it's,
and maybe marry your dad. You don't know.
But that's the thing, and it's being the other thing that bothers me.
But that's the thing, you never know if it's gonna want to marry your dad.
No,
or not.
I don't. And it bothers me because I have to get close to it to find out.
Exactly. And then you might need to like buy a dress and everything. You need to know if you're gonna get if they're gonna get married or
and
not.
And then what if it drags me in the water? Oh my god.
What if the wedding's gonna be underwater with a bunch of animatronics?
Please don't. I'm gonna have nightmares about that tonight. I really am. Because that thinking about like even the strings that are holding that plastic thing down. Mm-hmm. It's not even an animatronic at this point. It's a plastic thing.
Yeah.
But that water is so dark and murky and you don't know where it is.
So if anything has like hair on it underwater, that
Ooh.
Scares me more than
because the motion?
I don't know what it is. Just like the thought of that, feeling that, being wet.
Oh, okay. Like just brush, like.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Your arm
I don't
your,
like it. I don't like it. I'm like, so the nougat thing on Maelstrom,
yes.
It doesn't necessarily have hair, but it's like has kind of like a hairy thing
no,
on
I was
its
gonna,
head.
I was going to mention that
so
too.
That thing.
And that's like partially, like that's not even fully under. It's
not,
just you
kind
of see its eyes mm-hmm. and then it.
And then it pops
and
up.
It gets big, man. It gets big.
And all the trolls are around.
Yes.
And it's like the swirling lights.
You know what's
everything.
Another freaky one that I don't know if they mentioned it. I don't think they did in the Fast Pack. The Snow White. There's animatronic like alligators in that water.
Is
I'm
there?
Pretty sure. I'm almost 100% positive. I'm going to look it up right now.
I've only been on it once. And I don't really remember.
I could almost like picture it in my head that I know that there's an animatronic like rail car that comes out at you that freaks me out and those trees too but hold on I'm gonna look it up alligator in Snow White ride alligator Snow White because I swear to god there's an alligator in the Snow White
there
ride
there might be I just don't oh my god that Jason Voorhees is so fucking scary
I hate
it,
yes
so
yes look at them they're in like
Ooh, yeah.
and this is
Ooh.
It they're in like a
Ooh.
Water scene kind of thing
and that
it's
ride
not
is
real
so
water.
Old
dude that
too.
Ride that ride is still scary and I'm 26 years
I
old
know.
I rode that this past October when I went to Disneyland mm-hmm. and I was still scared and
yeah.
I'm not scared of things like that but that
and they
is,
made it less scary than it was when it was first open
it's literally not any less scary
I know.
Not any less scary
so I think
and
that
look at that fucking tree
I think that the age of the animatronics makes a difference for me, too. Like, the old ones are way scarier than the new ones.
Yeah. Because,
like, I was watching a ride-through of... I watched, like, just an animatronics video. Not like, submechanophobia, but just, like, scary animatronics video.
Yeah.
And they were talking about Jurassic World.
Oh,
the new Jurassic World ride in California. They were showing the new animatronics in that and talking about them being scary, but they're so brand new. To me, it just looks so cool, and I really want to go on that ride.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not scared of them at all just because they're scary dinosaurs. Like, I'm just like, wow, that's amazing and impressive, and I want to go on that.
I agree.
Like, it's when it's old and, like, faded and, like, I'm not, like, scared of... Like, and that's why I think the electrocuted shark scares me more. It's not like I'm not scared of a shark eating me in that ride. I know it's not real. It's just creepy that it's like this old, like gross, eerie animatronic that's under the water. And
yes,
like,
just waiting there for its chance to pop out.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like
yeah. No, I agree.
So for me, it's not like the fear factor of like I'm scared of a shark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of a dinosaur.
Yes.
It's like there's so many more elements to it that make it scary.
Speaking of Jurassic Park. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I might be confusing my memories with the Jaws ride, but they're both water-based, so I could be right. When you're going through the Jaws ride and before you get to the point where you realize that there's like that outbreak, isn't there like a dilapidated boat?
Yeah, you do see like a crashed boat. Okay. But I feel like it's not in the water. I feel like it's like up on a thing.
Yeah. That's why I was like,
why it's not scary to me.
It does give, because you know what freaks me out?
Yeah.
When they have like the cast member's uniform with a name tag on it. That freaks me out. I don't know why.
So definitely like the first couple times I went on Jurassic Park, I felt more eerie, but now I've been on it so many times, it's more just like clockwork to me now.
I also don't like when that thing, like when you're going under that cage, like cargo net,
and it's
thing.
Like falling on you. That's another thing. I've just been to Universal too many times at this point. I think like we go on that ride multiple times every time we go. So like I've been it's on it nothing. So many times, I'm desensitized to it now. So, and it's one of my favorites. So I just have positive associations with it, and like none of this.
Even like the
T-Rex, like. It's so cool and huge, and it's amazing that they did that. So, like, I'm not scared of the T-Rex.
I'm never scared of the T-Rex because it doesn't never really get that close.
It doesn't, but it's so big and, like, surprising when you first see it, you know?
Yes, but dinosaur, that dinosaur, Carnotaurus Rex, that thing comes out closer than the Jurassic Park one. That one's really scary for a Disney ride. I love it, and I'm not like...
But those are also really old.
Yes, they are very
old. Which makes
old.
Them scarier.
I think so, yeah, because you know it's dated.
Like, and you see, like, also the T-Rex in Jurassic Park, you see it kind of, like,
moving,
which is really unsettling because it's, like...
It's like it's breathing
it
or jiggling.
It shouldn't do that.
It's, like, jiggling or something. Yeah. I know what you mean.
But, like, the new ones in Jurassic World, like, they just look so, like, real and nice and brand new and shiny.
Yeah, pristine.
And, like, so there's one thing in the Jurassic World ride, which, spoiler alert if you haven't been on it. I haven't been on it physically, but I've watched videos. There's one thing that if it was an animatronic, it would be the scariest thing in the fucking world, and it would be submechanophobia. I don't know what it's called, but the giant, like, whale dinosaur thing from Jurassic World.
Oh, my God, yes.
So they 100%. Show it, but only on, like, a screen.
Yes.
But it's pretty good, so it's still kind of scary.
Oh, my God, I just got lightheaded
if
thinking
about that. If that was an animatronic.
Like the Moby Dick. I think there was a whale Moby Dick animatronic that came out of the water. I swear to God, I just saw it.
That's creepy. That's really fucking creepy.
I'm not kidding. Hold on.
I don't like that. Yeah, I think like size makes a big difference too.
Even
so, like
even the little riverboat ride at Disneyland when you go into the whale's mouth. Mm-hmm. That's a little freaky
because
part of the other half of the mouth is underwater. It's not like it's an animatronic, so it's not as bad. But if you start to think about it, you can give yourself
some chills.
But also,
I get a little claustrophobia there too, so that like adds that extra element.
Yes, exactly. Hold on, Moby Dick animatronic. Yep, here. Moby Dick animatronic. Pleasure Island, Massachusetts.
Oh, shit.
Dude, stop.
That's really scary. That's really, really scary.
That is like a building in the water, coming out of the water.
Is it actually shooting water out of its blowhole?
Uh-huh.
It's so creepy.
100%. Wait, let me see if there's any video of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Video of Moby Dick animatronic at Pleasure Island. Please don't die, phone. Please don't die. Oh, my God. Please load. Hold on, let me turn.
This is great podcasting. Videos that nobody can see.
Oh my God, it's completely underwater, Jackie.
Ooh, and then oh my God.
Holy.
It's massive.
And you get close to it. Oh my God.
So just imagine like a massive fucking whale being completely submerged underwater.
Was that a person in the water with it?
I hope not.
Swear to God, it looks like a diver.
You get close to it as it comes up from under the water.
I wonder if there's
sound. And it's like gigantic.
Look at this part right here before it closes out. Is that, that's a fucking diver.
No, was it?
That looked like a diver.
It might have been.
Dude, absolutely
not.
No
way.
No. I will post a picture of that too because that is not okay. No thanks. I think on that note, we could probably end it because that gave me the butt chills to end all butt chills. That's even more than that is not even really necessarily like threatening as a shark
because
it's just coming up and down.
It's so big.
Massive. The sheer size of that being underwater.
The fact that something completely. That large you can't see because it's underwater.
And then it just comes up and it just shows you its size and it's like towering over you. And you're on this little boat.
Oh,
and there's nothing.
My God.
Now put yourself in that water.
But see, the being trapped on the boat thing scares me even more than being in the water. Yeah.
See, I just think about having to go underwater to that thing.
No, I don't want to do that. See, but like, that and definitely scares me. When you bring that up, my mind immediately goes to, I'm trapped.
Yeah.
So I'm scared of being trapped.
Yeah. But I think about going under there and like, what if it turns on and it closed its mouth underwater and then you're trapped?
That is freaky.
I bring about all these freaky scenarios. That's where my submechanophobia kicks in because I just throw myself in the water in my brain. I don't know why. But like, that's
fear
what happens.
Fear of being in the water against your will.
With animatronics. Yeah. The threatening animatronics. Even non-threatening animatronics.
Co-submechanophobia.
Yeah.
You're afraid of being in the water with man-made creatures submerged underwater.
Yes. But I also don't like seeing them when they're coming out of the water. Either. I love seeing it. Like, I love that thrill, but I also...
Yeah. No, yeah. There's something about it, like, even though it's terrifying, it's like a car crash. You don't want to look away.
Exactly. You want to keep doing it over and over again because it's just that thrill.
I know. Just like watching Titanic and wanting to know every single little thing about every piece of whatever they find underwater.
Yeah. I just keep seeing when they open that chest and that weird, like,
that
brown
weird liquid. Yeah.
Ugh,
it's
I will never get that image out of my head.
I know,
head,
me too. It's so
ever.
Gross.
Ugh, God.
I love that. You know John's never seen Titanic?
I did not know that.
I keep saying we need to watch it, but like that's a big commitment.
Yeah, that is a big commitment. And I watched it a few times as a child and like as an adult, but like I don't want to keep watching it.
It was my
it freaks me out. It really gives me like
I used to love watching it.
You know, one of my biggest fears, this is not even like related to submechanophobia, maybe no. One of my biggest fears is going through the Lincoln Tunnel.
And the water. Breaking and water flooding in? Me too.
Yes. Well, do you know what's happening in the Lincoln Tunnel right now?
What?
It's leaking and there's a lot of water flowing through it.
No.
It's not like walls are cracking, but there's
leaking. Not yet.
There's like a shit ton
of water. I'm not driving through that shit.
Dude.
Fix that shit.
That is literally my worst fear.
Since I was too young to even think, the first time I ever drove through the Lincoln Tunnel and I was told that it was underwater, I've thought that.
Yeah. And I hate going in there, but now I know that that actually has happened. I'm like,
no,
never again.
No.
I think, I'm pretty sure it's the Lincoln or the Holland, one
whatever.
Of the two.
Yeah.
Both are the same thing. One is just in and one's out.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit is a no thank you, ma'am. I will pass. Whew, it gives me the sweats. It really does. I don't want to even think about it.
That's
why I can't watch Titanic because then I just start thinking about that.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
And it actually really happened. It's something that really happened in like real life and they made a movie about it and it's just like...
Those parts of Titanic when the ship is sinking are definitely like the hardest parts to watch. But I just feel like it's one of those cultural things.
You have to watch.
You have to have seen it. So the fact that John hasn't seen it means that like there's a part of him that doesn't exist on this earth the way that everybody else does. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to have seen it.
That experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just need to lock him in a room and make him watch it.
Exactly. There you go.
But I do kind of really want to rewatch it because I haven't seen it in many, many years.
I am saluting you.
And
you have fun.
And I love good old Leo.
Yeah.
In his youth.
Yeah. You have fun with that.
And Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet, yes. She's great.
I love her. Someone once told me that Kate Winslet was fat, and it was the most offensive thing that I've ever heard in my entire life.
I would have punched them in the throat.
I don't remember who it was, but I was like, how can you say that? Like, there's not even...
The amount of disgust on my face right now is just...
I know. Like, why? Just because she's, like, a little soft because she's not, like, jacked? She's very thin. I remember saying to them, I really wish I could remember who it was, but I remember saying to them, like, do you think I'm fat?
Yeah.
And they're like, no. And I'm like,
well, that's like people call
me
Zac
weigh
Efron.
Like 30 pounds more than she does.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If you think she's fat, then I must be like.
Large and in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like people saying that Zac Efron has a dad bod now. I'm like, if that's a dad bod, you better. These dads are in for a rude awakening because what are they considered?
He's a fucking jacked.
Dude, just he because looks he's like got Joe hair Magnioli on his chest.
Or whatever. Yeah, like, that's the kind of body he has
just
now.
Just because he's got a hair on his chest and a nice his big face, old beard.
Like Christina and I were saying, like, his face kind of looks more filled out.
Well, that's also because he's not on drugs and alcohol anymore.
Yeah, and he's also older. Like, he was a little kid before he had a baby face. Now he's an adult man.
But even, like, when he did, like, things like, you know, the Baywatch and stuff like that, he was, like, miserable.
I know. But he's clearly still weightlifting. Like, he's got, like, and a bodybuilder's
in
body.
In the show, that if we're talking about this new Zac Efron show called Down to Earth with Zac Efron. I know. It's bothered me always seeing that.
What the fuck?
Like, in one of the episodes, they go to Sardinia and they talk about eating. And apparently in Sardinia and Italy, they've been kind of taking these, they've been doing these, like, tests or studies, and it shows that they barely eat protein there. Their diets are fully, like, very heavy carbs diets, and they live to be in the hundreds. Mm-hmm. They were interviewing people that were, like, 103, 105. Like,
centenarians.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what they were calling them. And Zach was like,
I've heard about these studies before.
I'm so glad to, like, be able to eat carbs again. And I always used to just think that, like, protein, and, like, apparently that's not the healthy thing.
Well, the thing is,
not that it's
there's
not
no,
you know, you
the
could
thing,
do.
The thing is, there's no one right way for everyone to eat.
Exactly.
Everyone's body is different and needs different things.
And everyone's
eat
body
what's
looks
right
different.
For you.
Yeah. I lost the paper. Yeah, but that bothered me so much because, like, they're focusing on his body, and I'm sure that's been a big, you know, issue with his mental health and that kind of stuff, and, like, which drove him to be so obsessed with himself and his looks and, you know, drove him to drink and drove him to do drugs and stuff. He's sober now and, like, lives a whole sober life. I'm so proud of him. I love
him
so much.
It's actually on topic because he was a Disney star, so
we
can talk about him.
I don't think he's ever participated in any submechanophobia, though.
We don't know. Maybe he has it.
Oh, I would love to look.
Can we go to Disney with him one day?
I would love to. Honestly, I don't think...
I'd like to see his body
he was
submerged
at top
underwater. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go snorkeling. Oh, I hate myself. Oh, God. Oh, on that note, we should cut that, end it, and done.
Oh, we're not cutting that. That's staying in.
No. You don't have to take it out. I mean, cut it done.
Cut it off.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this lighthearted,
we forgot to say, though.
What?
Today is June 17th, or July 17th, I'm sorry.
Oh, Disneyland's
it's
birthday.
Disneyland's 45th birthday. 65th birthday.
I was like, wait, what? I thought I counted wrong.
65th birthday. I kept saying 25th earlier today.
Like the cake at Disney World? Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know why I can't say the right word.
It's the 60th.
Last episode I said it was 2001, so we know that I don't know what year it is.
It's okay.
It's the 65th birthday of
Disneyland. So, happy birthday, Disneyland.
Actually, I wanted to talk about this at the top because I wanted to give a pod recommendation.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah,
Podcast The Ride
we love them.
Did a nice happy birthday Disneyland episode today where they talked about the very first day of Disneyland.
Oh,
and
that
all the
shit
chaos
show
that ensued.
Yeah,
and they were like, the only way that you could have made a Disneyland opening more chaotic is if you did it during your pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Well. Check that one off the list.
Not Disneyland, though.
No, true. That's very true.
Exactly.
Listen
to it.
It was
really good. Yeah, it was really funny. And
they're always really funny.
They're the best.
Yeah.
It's such a great podcast. Highly recommend. I'm sure you listen to it if you listen to this podcast.
Yes.
But if you don't, do.
Definitely
because
do.
It's great.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right, cool. So yeah, you can, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please rate, review, subscribe if you're not
if
already
you
subscribed.
Tell us what your
scariest. We're going to make a post when the episode comes out. Yeah, so comment on the post at Disney Goth Pod on Instagram. You can DM us, comment on our posts. If you want to email us and send us references, videos, oh my God, that would be even better.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us at disneygothpod@gmail.com. We would love to talk to you because, like, I want to know because I love to get my butt chills.
Watching these videos really, like, was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I randomly stumbled upon this other thing that I don't know if you, like, found this in your searches, but it was, like, somebody came across a, like, taxidermied shark underwater. It has a name. No. It was like Rosie or something.
Oh, I have to go look that up.
And it was like, it was a shark that was dead and was taxidermied. I don't know. It was just like stuff like that that I came across.
That's horrifying.
I know. So if you find things like that, yeah, I'd like to see that
please,
too.
Please, please. If there's anything that you're ever going to send to us, please just send us the most like butt-chilling stuff because I'm here for it. I need that.
Agreed.
A nice distraction. So yeah, you can follow us there, and then Jackie, you can
You guys can also listen to my other podcast, Raised by TV. It's everywhere because we're on Anchor, so you can listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts. We have been doing our little series of sitcoms that did Disney specials, so we're continuing to do that. I think we're going to do Boy Meets World next, so we need to talk about that, because I believe Amanda is going to be on that episode as well.
Yes, I am.
We just need to schedule it, and then we're going to do a few more. Sabrina's on that list, which I'm really excited about. I know they spend a lot of time in Animal Kingdom, so that's fun. And then we also cover just shows in general, and we've kind of been lax in our actual like outline. Yeah. We just kind of like do our own thing now.
That's all right.
But yeah, if you want to listen to that, you can listen to us and follow us on Instagram at rbtvpodcast, and you can also email us at rbtvpodcast@gmail.com, and you can also follow me on my food Instagram account, which is Farm Witch Bakery on Instagram, and I post recipes and food things that I make and stuff.
You do it like every day. You're really consistent with it. Not it's been awesome.
Most weekdays. And then on the weekends I usually ease up. But like today I didn't post actual post, but I post a story of like my farm share and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's fun though. I love seeing what you get. It's always fun to see that kind of stuff. I'm interested in that because I've just been trying to get better into cooking. So I like seeing that kind of stuff. It makes you think outside the box because I'm like, I wonder what Jackie would do with this.
I get really inspired by other people's accounts too.
So if you can help totally at least one person, then you've done your job.
It's just fun. I like doing it. It's like an artistic outlet for me because I like try to make my pictures pretty.
They are.
I'm getting better. I'm learning.
It's fun.
I'm not a photographer, but I'm learning.
It's got to start somewhere.
Exactly. So anyway, you can follow me there. Follow all my other things that I do.
Everything.
Keep listening to our podcast. Yes, rate, review,
please.
And subscribe.
If you're new here, welcome. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you're not new, thank you for coming back.
If you listened to our last couple episodes and you're still here, thank you.
Yes, a big ol' thank you. I'm giving you a virtual high five because you get a gold star.
You get a gold star.
For sitting through those. I mean, the Tiana one wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't.
But, you know, COVID's put a little damper on our lives all around the world.
For everyone,
and the country.
Really.
So it's nice to think about something else and joke about
things. Just like Zac Efron once said.
Oh, yeah.
We're all in this together.
I started doing the dance. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Go watch High School Musical.
All right, and hurry back.
Hurry back.